Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
A Course in Miracles teaches us to give up past meaningless thoughts and behaviors. Quote, "You perceive the world and everything in it as meaningful in terms of ego goals. These goals have nothing to do with your own best interests because the ego is not you. This false identification makes you incapable of understanding what anything is for. As a result, you are bound to misuse it. When you believe this, you will try to withdraw the goals you have assigned the world instead of attempting to reinforce them." A Course in Miracles. When contemplating the previous topic, we have to be careful that we understand what is really happening. Passed along beliefs, although they agree with them, are not only those of our elders. They are actually our beliefs passed along from our own consciousness, projected and regurgitated by them. Otherwise, we would be victims, and that would not be lawful. Quote, "Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it, nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you it is important. It is the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. As a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world." A Course in Miracles. Remember, in order to incarnate, we have to have parents whose consciousness matches our own. This means that what the parents believe has to match the bag of passed along beliefs we are holding in our own consciousness. The problem is that these beliefs stem from actions and behaviors that we are holding guilt around and actually came here to forgive, not perpetuate. That is why it is so important to question them to see if they are relevant to whom we are now, or just nails that keep us trapped in the same coffin we are determined to extricate ourselves from. If you want to move around the board from Alpha to Omega or from 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock more successfully, it will be necessary for you to examine everything you believe about everything. Before you establish anything as a truth to live by, make sure there are no exceptions that you are forced to overlook to accept it. When I'm teaching, I make a lot of suggestions, but I don't expect or desire anyone to take my word for anything. Set up experiments and put all suggestions to trial. Far too many people will report that they don't think a certain thing will work without the slightest bit of investigation. And suggestions for improvements that could easily be made end up being concepts left on the shelf gathering dust.